This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for being a part of this incredible Power Hour world. It's a Power Hour world that we look at, ladies and gentlemen, when we want to find the people that sort of kind of agree with us, you know, and have studied and have come out and said, wait a minute, this is what I believe. Well, we're going to be talking to Dan Israel today, Christianity Unmasked. It's the pagan customs that surround Christianity. Now, to many of you, you may not know that there are pagan historical things that go into our life and our religion. But according to Dan Israel, well, a lot of those are pagan customs. And Dan, I'm just so glad to have you back on the program again. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour.
He's not on the line quite yet.
Oh, he's not. He's not on the line? Okay. Christianity Unmasked is at the Power Mall. And I've got to tell you that I could not put this book down. The first time I read it, I could not put the book down, Christianity Unmasked. I can remember driving through Indiana and just thinking all that time, man, we've got this state to cross here, and I got this whole book. And so I had Christianity Unmasked, which I didn't put down that whole time. And Dan Israel is with us now. Thank you, Dan, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Glad to be with you, Joyce. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Let's talk about the basis for pagan customs in Christianity, because you wrote a whole entire book about it. What was it that actually probably was your stirring moment that said, wait a minute, I've got to write about this. I've got to write a book about this. What was that? What was it that caused that?
Well, I started researching church history. I was born and raised as a Catholic, and the word Catholic basically means universal. So within Catholicism, which is the basis of all Christianity, I may add, you find all different types of faiths and religions and everything else, because it's all wrapped up under the Roman concept of conquest. They didn't care what you believed, just pay me. You know, so when you go back and start researching church history, comparing it to scripture, it's like night and day. You know, so, you know, you've introduced a lot of pagan customs within what we call Christianity. You know, even days of the week, the days of the week are all named after Teutonic deities. Moon's Day, Sunday, Tuesday's Day. Woden's Day, you know, even our culture is embedded with all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start breaking it down, and if the truth shall set you free, as scripture tells us, how much effort would there be by the powers of darkness to keep you away from the truth? Or mix it up so you have so many shades of gray, you can't tell the difference between black and white anymore. And that's pretty much what's happened. So on that basis, what I started to do was define certain facts in the real world, and then identify what scripture taught, you know, as a, not a counter, but to enhance the view of scriptural understanding. You know? Like, you know, time is a construct to organize people. All calendar systems, you know, basically organize people based on culture or significant events. I mean, Cinco de Mayo, May Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, 4th of July.
Are those all pagan holidays also?
Some are, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll come back after this three-minute break with Dan Israel, Christianity Unmasked, a book that will keep you entertained. Oh, it is so good, so good. We'll be right back. Stay tuned with George Riley.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
In the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Christianity Unmasked by Dan Israel. A phenomenal book that will help you to understand, really, really understand how and why. And a lot of the things inside the Bible that we don't understand, a lot of you have studied it many, many years and have understood. But there's a lot that, believe it or not, after you read Christianity Unmasked, there's a lot there that is so incredibly supportive, both of the scripture and then also some things that are supportive of the pagan ideas. Now, when we went to the break, you were talking about May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and there's May 1st that's a holiday. How many of these are literally pagan holidays?
Many are. Matter of fact, calendar systems, many times a cultural construct. The Mayans used a different calendar system, and they oriented themselves differently. Scripture is the only book on the planet that gives a calendar system that is redemptive in its application. And most calendar systems were made for commerce, basically, to organize the people for market days. The scriptural system, the sabbatical system, is a 50-year multi-generational cycle to lead you from bondage to liberty. And it's never taught. I mean, I've met with rabbis and imams and pastors and multiple clergy, and I asked them, I said, you know, you've got three monotheistic faiths, but not one of them honors or gives credence to the covenant calendar of Abraham. You know, Islam goes to Friday, Christians go to Sunday, and Jews have a full lunar calendar, but they don't go beyond the annual feast. Whereas this time of year, you've got a whole pagan reference to the Queen of Heaven. and depending on the culture you orientate or you refer, she's called Venus, Ishtar, Astarte, Oster, you know, but when you look at Easter, it's the Eastern Star. You're looking towards the east, the sunrise services. You're looking at the created, not the creator. And that's the misapplication. Oh, it's great to look at created things and relish in them and understand their beauty, but when you misapply and forget the creator and look at the created, you got a problem. And that's what leads you astray. Mm-hmm. And that's what paganism basically is all about. I mean, they've looked at the stars, they've looked at the orientation of the astrological system, and they follow in it. I mean, here's a text right out of Jeremiah. It says, Jeremiah 7, actually, and Jeremiah 44 has a lot to say about it, too. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? If you go and lead yourself astray, you're lost. You know, when you come back to the truth, you will be set free. But if you want to go the other way, you've got the option of doing that. And he gives us that option.
And that scripture that you just read, the Queen of Heaven, is whom?
Well, Venus or Ishtar, depending on the culture. But the hot cross buns that you'll see in the bakeries are leavened, and you know we're entering into Passover and a feast of unleavened bread. You've got a choice: are you going to take the leaven out, the sin out of your life, and align yourself to what Scripture leads us to, or do you want the leaven? Keep it. You know, mm-hmm. Your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody has a choice, and the choice is put before us. But the problem is, honestly, Joyce, is the clergy. The clergy aren't teaching the truth. You know,
the churches, right. Right, the churches are not teaching the truth. No. You know, the book that you wrote, Christianity Unmasked, really tell the listeners, why did you write this, and what are they going to learn by reading it? I really can't pass on to them. You know, when I read it, it was just so, I really was so spellbound by it. I hate to say that word. I know that's not the word to use at this time, for sure. But, I mean, I was just reading it and reading it and reading it and couldn't stop. Why did you write this, and what did you want to get across, Dan?
Chapter 2 is very difficult to argue with because it's not scripture, it's not opinion, it's dictionary definitions, you know, of words that are used throughout, you know, Christendom. The word church itself comes into the English language from the goddess Circe, the same word we use for circadian or circus. And Circe was a goddess, and her claim to fame was to enchant men and defile them. That's what the church is named after. Okay?
Now, I couldn't understand the word you said. I couldn't understand the word you said.
Church.
Yeah, but...
You know, the church.
Yeah, you said something
goddess,
else in there.
The goddess Circe, C-I-R-C-E, or Captain Kirk of Star Trek. Same orientation. I mean, even they give it to us in from Hollywood. You have the Enterprise, which is commerce. You have Kirk as the captain, and his first mate is Spock, which is cops for the military, spelled backwards.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
They laugh at us. They give it to us right in our face, and we don't even see it. Now, chapter 13 of the book is titled Test the Clergy, and it's question after question after question that the clergy cannot or will not answer.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I said chapter 13 of the book, Christianity Unmasked, is titled Test the Clergy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's question after question of, you know, things that the clergy will not or cannot answer.
Okay, well, go right ahead. You're the author.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, according to Scripture, when does the year begin? You know, it doesn't begin in the death of winter. It begins in the spring. And we just, right now, we're about the 14th day of the first month of the scriptural year. You know, so you've got you're coming into Passover and unleavened bread. There's no scripture identifying a requirement to honor the resurrection. Although it's important, I won't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not an appointed time of recognition. Passover is, Feast of Unleavened Bread is, Pentecost mm-hmm. is, and the Feast of Tabernacles is. And part of the reason for that is the Messiah's focus was not on his resurrection, but his coming back to get us. And that's the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a time that has never had a New Testament fulfillment. It's still there. That calendar system is still alive and well. And watch what he says. This is, taken out of Luke, okay? And the Messiah says, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahweh. Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. That's a promise he made to us all at Passover. He entered into a Nazarite vow at that time, so the fruit of the vine, the wedding feast, was his first miracle. The wedding feast of his bride, which he comes back for at the Feast of Tabernacles, the harvest feast, is his last miracle. It's the same miracle. He's the beginning and the end. It's the harvest of the earth of his people. The others, they made a choice. They choices have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the essence of the book. You know, I can't make a choice for someone, but I can help clarify certain things so they can make a better choice.
Well,
that's the purpose.
To me, I learned so much about the Constitution and about religion and about worshiping from this book. The questions that you were referring to a while ago about the church, for instance, in that one chapter you said, how can there be a separation between church and state if the church is incorporated with the state?
Exactly.
And the word incorporate means to merge with. Why would the church merge with the state?
Well, they do it for benefits, of tax deduction and limited liability, you know. But if they do not incorporate, they are not tax exempt. They would literally be tax immune. That's how our ministry is aligned. The IRS knows we're alive. They know we exist, but, you know, we're tax immune under the law because we didn't ask to participate with them. They recognize our ministry is apostolic in lieu of statutory. So we mm-hmm. operate from a higher authority, and the law recognizes that.
Okay. And as far as... Okay, we got a break coming up here. We're going to go to this break. We got a four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley with Dan Israel. We'll be right back. Christianity Unmasked, 877-817-9829 to get the book Christianity Unmasked. We'll be right back. 4 minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Christianity Unmasked, a book by Dan Israel. And I had one question. What is the purpose of the book? The purpose of the book is to, well, I'll let you say that, Dan. Dan, what is the purpose of this book?
Present information to people so they can make a better choice, things that expose them to things that they know already. They've heard the cliches, but they don't understand it because they're missing pieces of the puzzle. So I just add some of the pieces of the puzzle to help them enhance their understanding of Scripture. Churches have mixed the holy with the profane, and when you remove the profane and expose the holy, it's like taking off the sunglasses. You can see a little brighter. And that's basically what we've done with the book. Even take a look at, again, the calendar issue. We're focusing on that because of the time of the year. But there are many other issues. Although the calendar is very, very important, you know, throughout Scripture because, as I said, it's the only calendar system that is redemptive that was given to man. What they never teach is the fact that you are required, not optional, to cancel debts every seventh year.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you pull the teeth right out of the banker and you're free.
And how do you do that in your life? How do you do that in your world, Dan?
Well, the interesting thing is that's information that was given to a nation, not individuals. So how you keep people away from that truth is you teach a personal gospel. It's all about you. It's all about you. He's going to save you. Well, how about the nation? When he took Israel out of Egypt, he took the whole bunch out there, not just one or two. So now when you change your conceptual thinking of how he works for his people, not for the person. Israel didn't go into captivity for personal sins. They went into captivity for national sins. And the same thing happens today. Take a look at geopolitics and what's happening, amongst different people. The battle rages. It still rages between Jacob and Esau, if you understand who those are today.
Okay, well, let's talk about Easter, because we were originally wanting to talk about Easter and the way the pagan customs affect Easter. How many can you tell us about that you're aware of?
Well, Easter, surrounds the fertility rites that have been brought in from many, many different cultures, and it's all wrapped up. The Easter Bunny, carrying eggs. Well, Easter bunnies don't have eggs, so you're mixing different things, creating false identity. But because rabbits are very prolific, well, it's a symbol that's used for fertility. But the fertility rites of Easter precede Christmas by 9 months. Now, anyone who studies Scripture to any depth understands that the Messiah wasn't born at that time yet. He was born in the fall. So, but if you have the fertility rites of Easter, it has to culminate in a birth somewhere, and that's 9 months later at Christmas. But what you've got is it's all tied to solar worship because you've got the equinox and the solstice. So you're coordinating those times based on a sun-worshipping cult or sun-worshipping calendar. And that's what you're fighting against. And when you're looking at that and come to understand that versus, what Scripture teaches, it's a different situation. Now, which way do I choose to go? Now, again, I'll reference Scripture here a little bit. Jeremiah 16, 19-20, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things therein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself? That's what we've done. We ascribe honor and respect to things that are things, they're created, not the Creator. So, when you look at that, and going to depth, and it's an interesting situation because all people have interfaced with different cultures. You come, especially in this country, it's very multicultural.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But depending on the culture you're from, you've got different calendars, different orientations, and the calendar you orientate yourself to is typically tied to deities or belief systems as well.
All right, we're going to be back after this three-minute break with Dan Israel. The book is Christianity Unmasked. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Three-minute break. Joyce Riley here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Dan Israel is our guest, and we're going to open up the phone lines. We've had a lot of email questions, and I'd like to find out what your responses are, your questions are, for Dan Israel. Give us a call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you have a question or a comment for Dan Israel. Getting back to the Easter implications of Christianity Unmasked, again, you said there are how many can we name that are possible creations that focus on April and Easter, Ishtar, Dan?
You mean how many cultures? You know, like I say, you have... each culture had its own queen of heaven, per se, Venus, Ishtar, Astarte, Ostra. They come to us in different names, just like the Roman pantheon or the Greek pantheon, many similar attributes, that each culture had its own names for their deities. Well, the interesting thing is, Hebrew, the only name, and this is a monotheistic situation as opposed to polytheistic. And that's the major difference. You know, one deity that was everything, you know, whatever your request was. And Yahweh is, in fact, a male-female construct. It's your breath. Your breath, every time you breathe, you say his name, whether you do it consciously or unconsciously. But it's, you know, in and out. It's both male and female in its application. Really interesting when you get back down into base.
Oh, yeah.
Over this end of the book. You know, as you can't, you can live, you know, very well by saying Yahweh through your whole life, because you do. You, mm-hmm. you try to say another to God's name repetitively, you will die. You can't breathe.
That's right. That's right.
So that's you know, one very interesting, simple fact that defines his supremacy over all things.
Okay, now how do we get to the Easter? How do we get, how do I corral you down here to talk about Easter things? How can we make that a...
Easter, like I said, is based on the pagan fertility rites, and that, is, you know, is found basically in multiple cultures. And as Catholic Catholicism, you know, brought in all the different, aspects of multiple religions, it did that as well. Pope Gregory's calendar, that typically the world uses, you know, especially for Thomas, is a solar calendar. You know, it's based on the sun, on sun worship, and everything that surrounds that. The whole orientation of the equinoxes and everything else. As a matter of fact, the scripture, you know, focuses on the moon as an orientation to the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The first month is tied to the moon, but if you can't find the first one, you can't find the seventh one. The Feast of Tabernacles, or the Harvest Feast, is in the seventh one. There's a serious condemnation for disobeying the most sacred day of the scriptural year, the Day of Atonement. That's day 10, month 7. So Pope Gregory and the solar calendar and Easter lead you all astray from that by following the Queen of Heaven, the fertility rites, and, you know, the base elements, the created things as opposed mm-hmm. to the Creator. And when you
okay.
give us superior information, you know, so we can come home.
All right, let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dan Israel.
Okay, I once read an author that said that Yahweh and Jupiter are the same God, and here's how it can be shown, and that's... Okay, another name for Jupiter is Jove, and that's J-O-V-E, and Yahweh, of course, the Y-A-H-H-E-W, or however exactly it is. And anyway, this author said that in the original old alphabet, the letter V was used for U and W also, and the letter I was used for J and Y also. And so... Jove, which is Jupiter, would be spelled I-O-V-E, and Yahweh would be spelled I-A-V-E. So obviously here's two Mediterranean cultures, very close, a lot of interaction between them, with a slightly different pronunciation of the name of their supreme father God. So Yahweh is Jupiter, or Jove.
Okay, let me ask...
Jehovah and Jove are very similar sounding.
Okay, Dan, do you agree with that?
Well, I've read that, I've studied it, you know, what you have to look at is not only the name, but the cultural emphasis. Does Jupiter lead you to the Jubilee? Does he use the same calendar system as Yahweh does? No, he doesn't. Okay? The Jubilee is only found, from one source, and that's Yahweh. So, if that's the case, and one culture tried to assimilate Yahweh into theirs, why didn't they carry forward the other doctrines that he offers? Why did they pervert it with different doctrines, different calendar systems.
Okay. Joe, do you have any response to that?
Personally, I think this whole business is silly. I think the only thing that really matters is acting as you're guided by the Spirit of God, finding the Spirit of God, finding the Christ Spirit in you, and acting as guided by that, doing your best to make your behavior conform to the love, wisdom, and power of God. And all this concern with all this other stuff is just silly. That's what
I really think.
And
yeah,
You
were being sarcastic a while ago, and I think that's understandable. So what are your thoughts on the name of God, Joe?
I think different languages have different names for the name of God, and I think what's important is to have knowledge of that Spirit of God within you and to guide yourself by the Spirit of God within you, and whatever, you know, name from whatever culture you choose to call him, that's kind of irrelevant. The important thing is to act and speak, you know, as guided, is to find the Spirit of God within you and act and speak, you know, as guided by the Spirit of God within you.
That's what I think is important. And I think that's absolutely the way it should be. It is the Spirit inside of you. It's not the name. And, you know, we've had this discussion many, many times on the program here. Is it the name? And is it, you know, an accurate name? Well, I think your comment was very appropriate. All right. Thank you very much, Joe in Arkansas. Let's go to Mary in New Jersey. Mary in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Joyce, if I may comment on that previous call, I would refer him to 1 John chapter 4. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of Yahweh, because many false prophets are gone out into the world."
All right.
So we're required to test and identify to make sure our alignment is correct. You know, you're military trained. You know how to use a compass. You know, bearing is off. You better check.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the more accurate you are with your points of reference, you know, maintain your bearing.
Okay. All right, let me go to Mary in New Jersey now. Mary in New Jersey, go ahead, please.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment regarding Christianity has celebrated for hundreds of years now. The day Christmas falls on or Easter's fall, what difference does it make anyways? And the other question it's in regards to the vestments that are used in the Catholic Church. I'm talking about the bishops with the, I don't know what to call them, tiaras or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Where did that come from? Because some of their vestments look like they're Jewish vestments that are used in Judaism. Mm. And where did that come from? Because I don't know about, you know, going back to St. Peter.
Okay. Well, let's ask.
Like that.
Let's ask Dan if he has any answers on this.
I was a good little altar boy for years, and most people don't see the priest's vestment laid out flat. They see it worn by the priest. So what you have is collar rings and a cross above the chest, over the chest. If you see it laid out flat, it's a ring, okay, with the cross. It's a crux ansata. It's an Egyptian symbol, okay? It brings forward the mystery religions of Egypt. The Roman collar that the priest wears is a white Masonic square over the lanik. You're supposed to know the mysteries, but not speak of them. So all of those are part of the garb that is worn by the priest or the clergy. Now, as people have moved away from Catholicism and gone into more Protestant, you have more clergy wearing, you know, street clothes as opposed to vestments. But a lot of the churches are still there. I mean, you still see a lot of clergy wearing that Roman collar, you know, which is a throwback. So, Mother Hollis has many daughters, and they're all part of Christianity. As far as the Christmas and Easter, it's an orientation. It's a cultural orientation, no doubt about it, but, you know, you have to make a choice who you will serve. who you want to be with. You know?
That was my point regarding the holidays, you know, playing numerology here. What difference does it make? They've been celebrating for hundreds of years now. Christmas Day was whatever, 25th of, and then Easter. So as long as they honor Jesus Christ and celebrate his birth and his resurrection, that's what should matter. Because, I mean, now who's going to change all that around and now say, well, we're celebrating it on this day or that day? I think what's important is that they honor our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that there is actually a misdirect, because there is no letter J in Greek, no letter J in Hebrew. The letter J in English is 500 years old. Jesus is not the son of Yahweh. He has a different God. And as a matter of fact, what Jesus does, he acts more like he wants to claim to be the Savior, when in fact it is Yahweh the Father who caused his son to resurrect. He is the creator. And if you critically read scripture, you find, you know, that identifies itself even in the Messiah's name. The Messiah's name is Yahshua, not Jesus. Yahshua literally translates as Yahweh saves.
Yeah, but that's a matter of languages.
The son came in his father's name, pointing to the father.
Okay, she is saying
languages use different the Jesus. It's Jesus in Spanish, or Jesus, or Jesus in Russian or whatever. That's just a matter of the language. It doesn't change. It doesn't have to be Joshua in English.
Well, I don't think this. Go ahead, Dan.
You can't continue to live saying Jesus all day. You will die.
Well, I think that's a pretty strong statement to make.
I don't think that's here. Anyway, Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Mary. Now, here's a question from Cecil. Gosh, I've got seven questions from Cecil here. It is dangerous to speak this name. I wonder if Mr. Israel can say his name. Who is the Almighty God, Jehovah?
Well, Jehovah is a mistranslation. Jehovah, if you look it up in Strong's Concordance, means mischief or destruction. And like I said, J-E or J didn't exist in Hebrew or Greek. And there's only Jehovah's Witnesses, an excellent little booklet, the great name. And they go through all the text and all the identification. Then towards the end, they say, well, we're just going to shift the tradition here and not obey Scripture. But it's a very good little book if someone, you know, can get it.
Okay.
Okay,
Tom in Michigan. Tom in Michigan, you're on the air with Dan Israel. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I guess I need to start at the beginning.
Back off your phone a little bit. You are making it impossible to hear you.
Can you hear me now okay?
Yeah, back it off a little bit more.
Okay. The beginning of the scriptures, in the beginning, you know, you have to wonder why it doesn't say at the beginning. And the only way the New Testament makes sense is a belief in being born again or reincarnation, that Adam actually reincarnated as Jesus and paid the price. Now this planet is back under the jurisdiction of Adam, not Satan and the devil. The whole scriptures pointing to grace and treating others as you would have them treat you. They all make sense, and all the paradigms or the dogma of you have to do this or you have to do that. You don't have to do anything except be true to yourself. And understand that there's one that watches over everything, and you're either going to be worthy to be born again, or you're going to have to go through the fire again.
All right. Your response to that, Dan?
Well, that's why the calendar system that goes through all time is very important for us to align ourselves to, because the Messiah used the same calendar system that was instituted at creation. okay, and brings us to the end. So as a matter of choice, we will choose what calendar system we use. And the big question, did you come when I called? Why weren't you there? Okay? See, time is made for judgment. Did you come when I called?
We all want to escape pain and make sure it never comes back and go on to better things. That's just human nature, and we just have to accept what we are.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom, for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's go to John in Missouri. John in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good conversation. I did a piece of Tabernacles with Dan one time, and he'll remember George and Janet here. But, you know, the Bible tells us, thou shalt call by his name, that we shall use his name. It's very specific. Elder Don did a writing on the letter J, how it didn't have to exist until 14th or 15th century standing.
Okay, we're having a little tough time hearing you. We're going to go to this break, and we'll be back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley with Dan Israel and John from Missouri. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Just want to remind you again that Christianity Unmasked is at the Power Mall and the book Fossilized Customs, The Beast is Unveiled, The Pagan Origins of Popular Customs. Also a book if you're interested in pagan customs, that you can get at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Let's go to John in Missouri. Go back to John. Let's see if we've got him a little bit better here. Go ahead, John.
Forgive me, I was trying to cover a lot really fast. I know you don't have a lot of time.
That's okay.
No, I was at the feast with Dan several years ago. He would remember, this is John, but George and Janet. But anyway, the Bible tells us that we shall call him by his name. You shall use my name. It's very, very specific. This generic name I really have a problem with. And Elder Don did a writing years ago on the missing letter J, how it came into pass. It just wasn't there. It's like Dan said, it wasn't there till 15th or 16th century, something of that nature, is when they started to blend the letters together and come in with it. But there's so much there with it. And anybody that doesn't believe in the Feast of Unleavened Bread is sadly mistaken. You go without that leavening for a week, your body will change. You will notice a drastic difference.
That's true.
So people just don't understand.
Right. Okay, and why? Good. Why is it so important? Why is the feast so important?
Because we're recognizing the Messiah and what he wanted us to do without that leavening, to take it out of our life, to be more, I want to say more pure. I don't know if that's the proper, if Dan would agree with that or not, but to follow him and what he wanted
well,
to do.
Well, let me comment there. The whole feast is structured as a memorial event. The pinnacle of sacrifice was offered the Messiah on Passover, which coordinated with the previous Levitical laws. The Levitical priesthood was being changed. The order of Melchizedek was being brought forward. The first day of unleavened bread commemorates for eternity his taking his people out of Egypt, which is a high day. That's a Sabbath, okay? The last day of the feast commemorates him taking his people across into the promised land, across the water, which he parted, and used that same water, the admiralty jurisdiction, to kill their oppressor. Okay? So both those things are memorialized in that one single feast. And as you continue to look at the expansive nature of the scriptural calendar, you see so much, it's a calendar of love given to his people for their redemption. And it memorialized things he's done in the past and brings us forward to the Feast of Tabernacles, which has not yet been fulfilled.
Okay, and the sundown, the first day of unleavened bread, starts Wednesday, correct? Wednesday at sundown?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And then this listener says, what is cool is that it is the exact same as the year our Messiah was killed. I'm not sure what that means.
That's an interesting point. I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up myself.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much for joining us today, Dan Israel. And you all have a blessed day. Fossilized Customs at the Power Mall, along with Christianity Unmasked. Lots of sales at the Power Mall. We're putting them on so you can take advantage of them. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. It's all about the truth. We'll see you tomorrow.